Welcome, and thanks to this broadcast, which today we're going to be talking about the readings for the 29th week of Ordinary Time. The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life. And the will of the Lord will be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in the fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. The word of the Lord. The response psalm. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope in his kindness, to deliver them from death, and preserve them in spite of famine. Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who put our hope in you. Lord, let your mercy be upon us as we place our trust in you. The second reading is a reading from the letter of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace, to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. The Son of Man is come to serve and give his life as ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia. The gospel reading is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we asked of you. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit at one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus said to him, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but for those for whom it has been prepared. When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said, You take it over them. You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many. The word of the Lord. The gospel of the Lord. As we look through these readings, the one thing that seems to be the overall message is a message of being a servant. A message that we can take into our own lives as we meditate upon what it is exactly that James and John were trying to do. They were trying to get to a place of great authority, by being recognized as someone on the right and the left of Jesus and his kingdom. And it kind of upset Jesus in a sense. You can almost see him kind of laughing at them in a sense of finding them kind of humorous because they really didn't understand what they were asking for. And he pointed out to them that what they're asking for is something that's not his to give in the first place. But what he can give them is an experience of who he is. As you've been kind of noting in the recent weeks, I've been kind of going over the vine and the branch parable and how our uniting with Christ and being united with him as a branch on the vine helps us in our daily walk as Christians. And this is kind of what's being talked about here in a sense, is being able to be identified with Christ in his suffering. Because Jesus tells them, the cup that I'm to drink and the baptism that I'm to be baptism is something that's kind of difficult. And he kind of uses it as a way of being able to show them that in order to be great in God's eyes is not to be the ruler of somebody else. It's actually to be their servant. And this is something that's kind of missed nowadays in a great many ways because people seek to become famous, people seek to have money, people seek to become politicians because they want to be able to have a certain ability to tell others how to take care of them and their needs. And it's all about everything serving them rather than how they could be of aid to others. But the example that we give is an example of Jesus being a servant. And this is first brought out in the first reading of the prophet Isaiah, which kind of talks about his death on the cross and how he, as the scripture tells us, gives his life as an offering for sin. Now, when we first come to this portion of Isaiah's letter and the book of Isaiah, the thing that we need to remember is that the suffering servant initially in the idea of the writer of this portion was that the people of Israel were the suffering servant, and it was a corporate suffering. But the suffering servant was actually applied through Christianity to Jesus, who is seen to be the ultimate suffering servant. And in fact, if we understand our union with Christ as we're supposed to, we understand that we are part of this body of Christ that is the suffering servant, and that his death on the cross is something that is communicated to us so that we, through Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, are also crucified with him and experience this particular baptism that he has been baptized with, this cup that he is to drink. And these words, these things kind of point to us on the greater point of truly being a servant of others. And it reminds us of how being united to Christ, who is our great high priest, as the writer of Hebrews points out, that we're able to overcome in this life and actually be victorious, to be the kind of people that have the kind of power that James and John were jealous of, but didn't really understand how to get to that place of ultimate authority. And in fact, it kind of shows that if we truly understand how to wait on God and receive his kindness, taking from the response psalm, we'll actually be in a place where we obtain mercy before the throne of grace. Jesus does not rule over us in the sense of being a king that basically bashes our heads in and tosses us aside when we're not worthy. He's actually there for us to boldly and confidently approach him to receive the timely help that we need at every moment. And this is kind of the ultimate message here, that as we continue to live by faith and do the things that are part of the relationship we're called to in Christ, we'll be able to be more of a blessing to others as we serve them in their needs instead of just looking to have our needs met. And this is the main point. And he points to himself as the example. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He's the one that sympathizes with our weaknesses because he suffered on the cross. And when we look to the cross, there we find everything that we will ever need for all eternity. This is the simple thought that I want you to take today. And I thank you for coming and hope you have a good day.